To begin first with the foundation meeting with for Western Nevada College, and I will ask Carrie to please take a roll call vote.
Chair Brooks.
Here.
Vice Chair Arascotta. Regent Boylan. Regent Brager.
Here.
Regent Brown. Regent Carvalho.
Here.
Regent Cruz Crawford. Regent Del Carlo.
Here.
Regent Downs.
Here.
Regent Goodman. Regent McMichael. Regent Perkins.
Here.
Regent Tarkanian. You have a quorum.
Thank you, Carrie. We'll move right into public comment. For those who'd like to call in and offer public comment, please dial 669-444-9171 and enter meeting ID 928-4944-5069 and passcode 555-555. Is there any public comment at GBC?
There is no public comment at GBC at this time.
Thank you. Is there any public comment at the system office in Reno?
Stand by one second. Is this public comment for the general board like COLA, or is this public comment for the foundation?
This is public comment specifically for a foundation.
Okay. No public comment here in Reno.
Thank you. Is there any public comment in UNOV for the foundation?
Kent Irvin, ERVIN. Good morning. The annual reports of the various foundations are good narratives, but they don't all provide information uniformly about the nature of program support and administrative and fundraising expenses. The financial statements show differences in how they operate. While we know from the legislative audit that donors' wishes are being followed, we don't know how the spending of unrestricted funds is prioritized. Similarly to my comments about the self-supporting budgets yesterday, it would be useful for the board to receive uniform reports on foundation program expenditures, not only by program, but also by function, for example, personnel, travel, and hosting. I would ask the following questions of each foundation. One, what is the percent of total program expenses spent on administration and fundraising? Two, what is the return in terms of contribution as a multiple of those expenses? Three, what are unrestricted funds spent on? And four, are any foundation funds spent on executive compensation or perks? From the WNC's financial statement, I estimate that 26% of FY 2023 expenditures were for administration and fundraising. That seems high to me, but it's about in the middle to a little high part among the seven educational foundations. $335K was transferred to WNC for program support, which is itemized in the annual report. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you. Do we have additional public comment? It looks like there's public comment in another location. That's why I'm asking. Thank you. Appreciate that. So then we'll move right into the thank you, Carrie. SCS, do we have any public comment?
Not at this time.
Thank you. So we'll move right into the annual report. This will be presented by Christina Pasiti, who is the chair of the WNC Foundation.
Mr. Chair, may I make a comment first?
Sure.
Thank you. Sorry, Tina, to cut you off. This is Kyle Dalby, Western Nevada College. I just want to express my thanks to Nikki and Tina, who are in the Reno office, to give you a presentation today, having come up through advancement. I understand the importance of raising additional funds to do just that, advance the institution, and so I appreciate you all coming in on an early Friday. We'll try to keep you on track with the schedule, but hearing our story on how we've supported the college through our foundation. Thank you.
Thank you, President Dalpy. Chair, if you'd like to go ahead with the foundation report.
Good morning, Chancellor, Nevada System of Higher Education Regents, and College Presidents. My name is Tina Pacetti, and I am the current chair of the Western Nevada College Foundation Board. I am pleased to present you with our annual report for fiscal year 2023. Over the past year, the WNC Foundation Board has worked hard to create funding for new scholarships, facility improvements, and other needs on behalf of Western Nevada College, and I'm excited to tell you about our accomplishments. This past year, our Board of Trustees has experienced important growth with the addition of Bryce Klutz, co-owner of Metcalf Builders, Lupe Ramirez, past WNC Latino Leadership Academy Coordinator and now a member of the Carson City School Board. Michelle Hale with Greater Nevada Credit Union and Matt Hawk, who's owner of the Carson City Chick-fil-A. These additions were made intentionally in order to add the talent to our working board where it is most needed to ensure future growth. The Western Nevada College Foundation Board is committed to continued support of WNC's advancement in our region. This past year, our foundation activity provided over $1 million in direct financial support to WNC students, programs and facilities. Moreover, we raised nearly $3 million in cash gifts, which is an all-time record for the WNC Foundation. Notably, a planned $1.2 million gift from Miss Gloria Pierotti's estate, a longtime donor, was allocated to the Testolin Pierotti Scholarship Endowment within the WNC Foundation. The foundation is particularly proud of helping to provide funding to support the renovation of WNC's Veterans Resource Center through a grant from NV Energy Foundation. Center has been closed in 2020 due to the pandemic, and this funding helped to jumpstart the center, offering a revitalized and inspirational space for our student veterans to meet and study. Western Nevada College's new website was launched thanks to a $50,000 grant that we obtained from the Lumina Foundation, which helped to replace WNC's outdated website, which had become unreliable and difficult to navigate. The new site is attractive, student-centered, and easy to use. We invite you to visit WNC.edu to experience it for yourself. The Lumina Foundation has since granted WNC an additional $100,000 to upgrade outdated media throughout our campus. The Jack C. Davis Observatory celebrated its 20th anniversary, and the WNC Foundation marked this milestone by creating a silver coin and astrophotography note cards. Proceeds from these items supported the observatory's sustainability. Nearly 500 students received over 630 scholarships, totaling $828,000 for the 2022-23 school year. We're proud to support nearly 15% of WNC's student body through scholarships. Also, scholarship endowments grew in part to contributions of $125,000 for EMT and fire science scholarships from an anonymous donor and a $100,000 donation from the Carson Tahoe medical staff. Fiscal year 23 marked the return of WNC's signature fundraiser, Reach for the Stars Gala, for the first time since 2019. Backed by popular demand, the event performed better than ever, with over 350 guests in attendance and profit of nearly $90,000, surpassing pre-pandemic figures. WNC's golf tournament also produced record profit with a sold-out field of 144 players and more than $25,000 in profit. Both of these events are strongly supported through sponsorships from local industry. Finally, the foundation takes pride in supporting WNC President Dr. Kyle Dalpe as he leads initiatives to make a positive impact in our community. We're honored to be part of projects like expanding our CDL program, the Rhodes program aiding students in overcoming obstacles, ongoing support for food insecure students through the Wildcat Reserve, and the development of a career center at Western Nevada College. Thank you for allowing me to share our accomplishments and for your continued support of Western Nevada College and our foundation.
Thank you, Chair. I'll ask, are there any regents with questions for the Chair? No? Then we'll move right into agenda item number three, which are the officers. Are there any questions regarding the officers for WNC Foundation? Then we'll move right into consent items. Oh, thank you. So on the foundation report that we just received, that is for action. And so I would like to ask for a motion to approve the annual report.
I'll make a motion to approve. This is Regent Del Carlo, to approve the annual report of the WNC Foundation.
Second, Regent Perkins.
Thank you. So the motion is to approve the annual report from WNC. Motion was made by Regent Del Carlo, seconded by Regent Perkins. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye or yes.
Aye.
Those who oppose, say no or nay. Motion passes. Agenda item number three, officers. Are there any questions regarding the WNC officers? We'll move to agenda item number four, which are consent items. We can take all these consent items together. Is there a motion to approve the consent items?
Second.
A motion was made to accept the consent items by Regent Brown, seconded by Regent Perkins. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye or yay.
Aye.
Aye.
Those who oppose, please say no or nay. Thank you. As the chair, I approve. My vote will be yes, and consent items have passed. We'll now move into new business. Is there any new business for the WNC Foundation? Seeing no new business, we'll move into agenda item number six, which is public comment. Is there any public comment at GBC?
There is no public comment at GBC at this time.
Is there any public comment at the system office in Reno?
There is none in Reno.
I don't see any public comment here at UNLV. We will adjourn the Western Nevada College Foundation meeting. What's that? Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot about SCS and public comment. Is there any?
There are no online callers at this time.
Thank you. I appreciate that. At this time, now we'll adjourn the Western Nevada College Foundation.